Tucker and Luca were up there this morning.
Yep.
They stayed out late, so I assume they're not in.
They're not in. We'll have the same lineup as last game.
They need a practice then on Thursday?
Yeah, we're closing in on it. We'll see how they are over 2 days, and then we'll see how they get through that practice. And but both those would be the two closest returning players.
How would you describe Kyle Connor's game?
I think it's just consistent with his other games, but when you bang in 7 points in two, you certainly deserve to be noticed and talked about. But maybe he had the month of October where he was kind of rounding out missing training camp, and then after that he almost plays, like if Kyle's off, it's 1-12, right? And you don't even think about it now. He's turned into that real consistent pro with his, and even in, like his last game, he was like the rest of our team. It wasn't quite there for him in the first period. The things that were bouncing off his stick and it didn't handle and our gap was off, and then through, and he built, right? And by the time he's in the third period, he's dynamic. All the things are there. But he's been very consistent as a player. There's not the ups and downs that you see young players have anymore. He's just a driver every night.
So when you see that consistency, you see the production that he's been able to have, in your mind, what's that next step for a player of his caliber?
Experience, right? He's not skating faster. 7 points every two games is good enough. We just hold that standard. Experience, reading the game differently, time, place, and score, who I'm playing against, more reps. He's especially with a right-handed center like Mark, he's going to generate an awful lot of offense over the course of his career, and it will be sooner rather than later that he's on the ice, and he is now anyway, but that he's on the ice at the end of the game either way. If you're down one, he absolutely has to be out there. He's such a producer, and if you're up one, he's going to make all the right reads in the D-zone.
Staying with Kyle, Paul, what have you liked about his penalty-killing work, and him and Appleton specifically?
The quickness, for sure, right? That speed, especially off the rush, our penalty kill, all penalty kills are really predicated on what they're able to do at the blue line, how much confusion they can cause that will allow you to keep the pressure on and not come off them. He and Mason skate so very well now that even if it's a clean entry, they can still apply pressure, and then that gives us the chance to stay in pressure and keep the other team out of its structure.
How different do the Rangers look?
You know what? I don't know that I can answer that because neither of us know what our team was after game one, right? You're still getting into it, and they're Eastern Conference, so you'll watch the last two or three games of them play. There's some similarities and some pretty dynamic forwards, an awful lot of speed. There's guys on the back end that can transition the puck. They are a bit of a version in some ways of Chicago. You've got Kane, you've got Panarin. They play a similar, having played with each other, that kind of weak side seam play that they like an awful lot. So our style of hockey against this team will have to match the second and third period against Chicago. We're just not going to be able to give them if it's the same. If they give us a bunch of room to skate on, we're going to look real fast. And if we do the same, they're going to look real fast. So the team that can keep its own offensive quickness and give the other team less has the best chance to win.
What stood out about Jacob Trouba during your time coaching him?
He was like an all-around, somewhat old-school defenseman. Right? He had a real solid shot. He could make a play, but he had a physicality to his game. He'd catch guys up the middle every once in a while. He's a strong, strong man in the corner. So he was... Occasionally the elbows would get up. Like he was a bit of an old school hard player with a powerful offensive game. Not necessarily a finesse offensive game, but a power. He could turn that corner and get up the ice. He could get it off the wall. He could shoot it hard. He can make a play, but he's not toe dragging anybody to do it.
You mentioned Kyle. I'm just going back to Kyle. You mentioned him playing in the defensive zone late, if you're down or you're off the goal. The metrics would suggest that maybe that's not where he's most proficient.
Right.
What what would you say, I guess, to that?
What's the next best option? But a good thing. But that's what you go through when we had the 2 years where we put Nikki and Patty and Kyle and Mark was coming of age and now Ross. When you put all those young players in, they're not as good on the walls as the older players. They haven't learned all the small techniques that go into it, how to read a D pinch, knowing what kind of defenseman you're playing. All that experience, this defenseman's pinching 90% of the time, that defenseman's never going to pinch. I'm taking it to the inside on this guy. I'm bringing it back. All of those things you just learn. I would say of late, our wingers have done a far better job on the walls, controlling pucks or getting them out. But we went through a long stretch of time where there wasn't a lot of pucks on the walls. The analytics are fine for deciding whether a guy's good at it. It means nothing if he's the best guy you've got.